أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نوية الأربعين، نوية الاعتكاف. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نوية الأربعين، نوية الاعتكاف، نوية الخلوة، نوية العزلة، نوية الرياضة، نوية السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. We will continue explaining from the previous session into this session the importance of keeping the awrat, which is we described the second step. Now we are on the second step of the characteristics of the good manners or discipline of the Naqshbandi tariqat. So we said the first level step of the ladder was the initiation, and we explained five different things that goes with the initiation. And now, then we said second step, after completing the first step, second step is al-awrad, and we explained them. And to keep the awrad in each time, where the Shaykh asks you to keep it, because it depends on, these are like medication, in order that heals you through your spiritual sicknesses and illnesses, according to the wisdom of the Shaykh, because he requests for you this awrat from the presence of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because awrat, and we explained that in the previous session, those who were here, they would have understood it. I'm not repeating it. Awrat is like when you enter a house with no doors, thief easily come and steal everything. So you put doors, and on top of the doors you put metal doors for the house, and on top of that you put an alarm system even now connected to the police to secure your house. Yeah? Awrat are the doors that you lock your heart, not allowing Iblis and his army, the enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not letting them to enter through your heart in order to drop everything of what you have done of in 24 hours of obligations and sunnatul nabi. These awrat are like a lock, to lock from a thief not to enter there from shaitan. So awliya Allah, wise people, look at the heart and look at the sicknesses of their students. So now, when the students are sick, they need to cure them. You cannot leave someone sick without cure. So they look at the sunnah of Prophet. They look at everything that came maja'a bihi nabi, and from that they extracted certain prescription of du'as and asma Allah al-husna that can be recited depend on the sickness of the follower, in order that he take away these sicknesses and illnesses and close his heart for not letting shaitan to enter. Has mentioned thousands and thousands of du'as. Not all the Sahaba memorized all the du'as. Some Sahaba memorized this du'a, the other one memorized this du'a, the other one memorized this du'a, the other one memorized this du'a. Not one had memorized everything from beginning to end. Because everyone used to be with Prophet sometime private, and Prophet say something in front of him that specially for him, it's a medication, it's a reward for that Sahabi. So he takes it for himself and he recites it, and might be other Sahaba that will know about it. So that's why we see in the seerah thousands of du'a. And who can read them all? Who can memorize them? So from this dua, Awliya Allah, look what is needed for every person, and they put it in a certain way in order to affect and cure that person from his sickness. Today, if you have a medicine and you are sick, they write on it expiry date. After that date, don't use it, because if you use it,
useless.
It's not useless, but it doesn't affect you. What 20 years ago, scientists, what they found of medicine, completely today is more advanced and more can heal better, and might be the same elements, minerals they used before, but in a different way they use it today. It made different effect on the patient and cure him. Because it's the same, substance, and it is existing. That substance is not, they are bringing it up out of no existence. It is there. It is in the system. It is there. But they are taking it in a different way, putting a different reaction or combination, and it gives a different effect on the patient. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came for all times. It's not for one time. Today, if a patient goes to a doctor and tell him, I am sick in this sickness, cancer, hafazan Allah, may Allah protect us.
Amen, amen.
Goes to a doctor, he says, oh, I heard that there is a medication 20 years ago being used. Give me that. He said, no, I give you now something better that will heal you. So you don't want something before? You don't need it. It's more advanced now. Because different combination, it advanced it. It is the same thing, but with different combination, it gives different reaction on the patient. Prophet ﷺ came for all time. So why is awliyaullah, they are looking the sickness of the diseases of the discipline. These diseases were not existing before. Today disease is different. There was no video before. There was no satellites before. There was no secular science as today.
No politician.
There was no politician, yeah, there was. There was no politics like today. There was no porno movies like today. There was no discos with this kind of music like today, with these big, what you call them, amplifier speakers,
sound system.
Lot of things were not existing before. There was no woman on the beach with bikinis. There was no nude beaches before. Corruption increasing. Sickness, cancer is spreading. So awliya Allah are looking the sickness of the disease of the hearts of people today. So taking from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he came for all times, and Quran for all times, and dua of Prophet for all time, the sunnah of Prophet for all times, but they took and they put it in a different combination. That is cure you or cure him. Different combination for different students, and it changed and made an effect. Some people, they say, we are doing awrad, can you show us a little bit light? Can we show a little bit of these secrets? Little bit, not necessary, too much. In your house, your container, you know, when the space shuttle, what you call that, goes up, or the aeroplane, goes up, They make it to resist the environment that is flying. So if that metal is not, cannot
hold,
what kind of reaction with this heat and the heat that generated, the whole aeroplane will be going apart. Also, our hearts are not yet ready to receive even an atom of light of these lights of Awliyaullah. Or else your heart completely will be exploding. And when exploding, you go crazy and you cannot control anymore yourself.
More than much.
That's why Awliyaullah give you the awrad, that you keep doing. Keep doing. You are strengthening the, what you call, the metal or the body, the structure of the heart stronger. So as soon as they begin to give you light inside, it doesn't crack. Or if it cracks, they don't want to destroy you. They want you to be
much more solid
and going, continuing. They don't want you to go crazy. If you go crazy, what's the benefit? They want people, wise people. That's why in many, when the Shaykh is not strong enough, there are many other shuyukh in many different places. When the Shaykh is not enough, the murid, you see them, many of the murid are crazy. Because the Shaykh is not perfect. And the Shaykh is perfect, doesn't let the murid to see this light, or else the murid will go crazy. So what they prescribe it for you, the Awliyaullah, because they know that your sickness, you do it. Because then you are not wasting your time, you are getting the reward of doing it and building a solid structure in yourself. If you doesn't do that, but you prescribe for yourself your own awrad, you will get still the reward because it's Kalamullah, it's Allah's word, but you will not be able to solve the problem of your sickness and to build a solid structure. Because what fits you, you don't know, they know, the Awliyaullah knows. So you might be prescribing for yourself something that it's not fit for you, it might be fit for someone else. So don't do other than what the Shaykh shows you to do. Don't go to books and open and they are reading. If you want to read what other Shaykh are saying and doing, it's okay, but finish first what your Shaykh has given you of awrad. Then go to other books and read whatever you want. At least you have built your structure and saved yourself. Understood?
Allah Yahdina.
I see many people carrying a lot of books in their pockets.
Yeah.
Are reading. Why you are taking bayah with the Shaykh? To read the other books? Or do your awrad that the Shaykh is showing you? If you need more, there is lot more. You are not asking. The Shaykh begin you with the first step. If you have more time to read and you want to read, and you want to use other ad'iya, it's okay. Then ask the Shaykh, can I do more? Then he gives you more that might be better for you than go and reading from someone else who doesn't know you and did not prescribe for you that dua. You get the reward, but you will not get the medication. You will not get the
treatment.
You will not be treated. The benefit. And not every doctor can prescribe you a medication for your sickness. You go to first to general practitioner. He check you. Say, I cannot serve. Your disease is far more beyond my experience. He send you to a specialist. Although at the beginning he tried to treat you, then he said, I cannot anymore. He sent you to a specialist. You go to the specialist, he said, let me check. He check you. Then he said, we need a consultation. Get 5 or 6 together to see what we can do for that sickness. It's a very difficult sickness. Then they decide on something that 99% might be correct and affect and treat you. Today's Shiuch or Habib, as we described them 3 days ago in another session, I don't know if you were here.
Yes, I was.
There are Shiuch for profession, they for collecting money, they make themselves
Shiuch.
Then Shiuch of letters, they only give lectures, they know nothing of the haqiqa reality. And then there are Shiuch perfect ones that are only connected with Prophet ﷺ, and they are the pious people. رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَعَاهَدُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. Allah described them in the Holy Quran. That men kept their covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They never changed. So, innocent followers, murid, students, they are looking for a sheikh. They go to one, by chance, might be a perfect one, pious one, alhamdulillah. By luck, might be someone not. Might be one of the shuyukh of haruf, letters, or shuyukh of profession, money. So they know that they have no cure for that person, they cannot prescribe to him anything. But because of their arrogance and pride, and to keep collecting money, they try to cheat the murids, the followers, and giving them awrad. Instead of, like the doctor who is a practitioner, general practitioner, saying, no, you are sick more than what I know, go to a specialist. They don't send these students to a higher sheikh. They keep them there. They misguide them. And Allah is going to misguide them in the judgment. Not misguiding them, sending them to hell. No, because they pray. They do their obligation. But they will not get maq'ad as-sidq, the highest level with Prophet ﷺ. There are also pious people who are the awliyaullah, high level awliyaullah, gave them some specialty, some light to this representative. They know that they cannot cure that murid. They say to him, no, we can guide you, direct you to a higher one. Go. That person has the cure for you. Go stay with him and give him back. These are good people. Don't try to prescribe medication for your followers. It might not affect them. Send them back to that one who is higher and knows what he is giving in order to cure them. And this is message to these shuyukh that are everywhere. If they know themselves they cannot cure, send them, then don't misguide these people. Send them to the real sheikh, that they know that this one is real sheikh, but jealousy and profession. They like the chair, they like the money. They are riding, Rolls Royce. Some of these youth, they have Rolls Royce. Some of them, they have jet plane. If the murid, if that disciple who is with a perfect shaykh has to perform his awrad on time, and he has to perform it as the shaykh gave it to him, without adding, without subtract, it means don't increase or don't decrease. It's the same number what he gives. Then, like when you go to the aeroplane, there is the gate. The gate always closed. Now what they do? They punch a number and the gate open. If that number is not correct,
it will not open.
If the Shaykh tells you, you do 5,000, Allah, Allah. If you do 5,001, the great doesn't come. If you do 4,999, the door doesn't open. It cannot open. Because it has a code. The Shaykh gave you a code. Why you are not following the code? Now there are people, when they do zikr, Allah, 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 Allah. They don't count. They have, when they make zikr, is if the Shaykh said 100 times, you go 100 times. Allah, 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 Allah. And every time you are saying, Allah. Connecting, seeing your heart moving toward the divine presence of your Lord, with the company of your Shaykh, to presence of Prophet, and from presence of Prophet to the presence of Allah. And you can meditate on it until you begin to learn, dress it completely, then by itself it does it. Allah, 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 Allah. Then you come at the end, is 9,900. Perfect number. The door open. But when you are Allah, 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 finish, is not 100. The door is not going to open. You are stuck. People are doing it on television now. They sit in front of the television, movie. Allah, 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 Allah. Or la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Or Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. And the television is there and they are looking on the news and on a movie, everything, huh? You see them like that? No, you ask them. It's correct? You heard?
Yeah.
Right.
So how then you are going to get a medication? How you are going to treat yourself? The door will not open. Must be Allah. If La ilaha illallah, you have to know that La ilaha illallah begin from the belly. Taking all these through the lata'if, the seven lata'if, through seven points of light, that it is on your chest, moving all this light toward your right side, saying to your right side, La ilaha, there is no God to be worshipped, through your whole system, through these different levels that you are on your chest, the Naqshbandi levels that they did describe. Going to the right, there is no God. So getting all this, you concentrate the power of all your body through your chest, these seven lata'if, and then you send it concentrated to the right side, and from there, like a laser, how you concentrate the light to become very small, effective in order that can hear, and then send it from there to the heart, saying, Illallah, La ilaha, there is no God except Allah, sending it to the heart. In this way, when you are going to make zikr of La ilaha illallah, on the number that the Shaykh assigned, at the last figure, the door open. Come to me. Or else, going to come. This is water.
Yeah.
Yeah?
No.
It is in a form of a liquid. Mm. Isn't that?
Yeah. Correct.
Correct? Humble. So it is in the form of a liquid. If you try to put a pressure, physics. When you put pressure, what will happen? Glass might be cracked.
Or the water may crack.
So the water, what will happen?
Spreading.
Gone. So awrad, you have to build. There is, in your body, there is more than 3 trillion cells. You have to build a solid system around them. If you put pressure on them, they will not crack. And that aurat, slowly, slowly, with certain numbers that open gates from one gate to another, from one gate to another, bringing that tajalli. Because when open one gate, that tajalli comes. You open second gate by aurat, that tajalli comes, another one comes. So you will be dressed with this high metal that can resist any pressure that you might face in the future when you are seeking in that way and doesn't let your body to crack. This is what?
Perfume.
Perfume, hatr. I open, I smell. Huh? You are smelling?
Yeah, I did.
You are smelling there? No.
No.
This is liquid. If I increase it, pressure it in a container to become in a gaseous form, huh? We must have a container that can resist, cannot crack like this glass crack.
Can conduct.
Huh?
Can conduct.
What you say in physics? Can hold that gas of perfume in that container. So you have to build up a container that can allow this high energy, pressure energy, to be held in that container, as Allah said, مَا وَسِعَتْنِي سَمَاءِ وَلَا أَرْضِي وَلَكِنْ وَسِعَنِي قَلْبَ عَبْدِيَ الْمُؤْمِنِ. Neither my heavens nor my earth contained me, but the heart of my believer contained me. That high tajalli, high blessing. You have to build a high resistible container for that. When that tajalli is coming and bestowing on you, Allah bestowing it, you have to be able to carry it or you can crack down completely. So this awrad will build up that pressure and that container in order to get in a gaseous form. So all your cell of the body, when you are making zikr, they become more strong. Stronger. And that's why I will explain that it is hal, we call the hal. Sahibul hal la yatahammalu al-jibal. The one that has this hal, this kind of state of ecstasy, no one can carry him, even mountains, he will go crazy. So you have to build that kind of heavy structure through awrad in order that when a permission comes for opening and dressing this tajalli one after the other, you will be able later to be like this perfume Shaykh explained. That's why this perfume, when I open it and put, I can smell myself. So your awrat, you can smell by yourself, because you are still in liquid form. You didn't become in a gas form. You are still liquid. Only you can benefit, only yourself. Like in the desert, you see a little bit of water, there is a small oasis. That's where you can reach. You cannot reach more. Until you become in a gaseous form, then it will be different. Opening one door after another, there is between us and Prophet ﷺ, some at the first level, there are 70,000 different doors of veils. And then there is 700,000 veils to reach the presence of Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalus salatu wassalam. So to open this, you are doing your awrad on the right time, on the right numbers, everything as the Shaykh gave. No increase, no more, no less. You do, open one door, second door, third door, fourth door, five door. That tajalli will be dressing you. Slowly, slowly, it's coming over you. So you begin to take it. You begin to take it. You build up your structure. So all your cells are making zikr. Trillions of cells are making zikr, every cell by itself. When that awrad, you begin from one to the second to the third, because you are still scattered. You are not yet concentrated. Like laser light, or like you bring a, what you call this, a magnifier. If you bring a paper, put it under the sun, it doesn't burn. Put a magnifier over the, it burns. Because you magnify, you concentrate the light, the energy. So when you are at the beginning as a murid follower and doing the awrad, you are still scattered everywhere. So as you are making your awrad, that energy concentrate, become more pressure, under pressure, coming together, moving from all yourself and concentrating in the heart. And that's why when you say La ilaha illallah, the whole body has to say with you La ilaha, and imagine that your whole cell are saying and going to the right side of your chest, on the shoulder, and coming to the heart saying illallah, to concentrate, to make it more concentrated, that power there. As it is concentrated, it becomes a source. It doesn't become any more light, no reflection of light. It becomes a source of light. So that under high pressure, that light is concentrated. So like a container of perfumes, that as soon as you press it, it sprays perfumes. Everyone smell it in the room. Instead of a liquid perfume, that one, no one can smell it except you. You become a beautiful incense. Incense? For what?
By every people.
For everyone around you. If you are following the right awrad at the right time, with the right numbers. That if you want to become a murid in Naqshbandi order. That if you want to to reach and to go level higher and higher and begin to understand that I am feeling something. I am really doing something. Many people, they say, oh, we are 70 years, 80 years, 20 years, we are not seeing anything. Of course you are not seeing anything, because you are not following the right way. You are not, you are only muhib, lover. You come, you love the sheikh, you come and sit, that's it. You are not yet maqam al-rujuliyya, manhood level. You are still a child. There is no power that a child, and ever you can give a child a diamond, nothing, because he has no, doesn't know its value. So many people, they are followers of shuyukh. They never see anything. Of course you are not going to see, because you are not raised yourself from the childhood level to the manhood level. As soon as you reach the manhood level, then that is completely different. And that's why now today, there are Wahhabis, they say there is no spirituality, there is no tasawwuf, there is no amor awliya. Awliya are gone. Yeah, gone because you are ignorant. You are not seeing them. They are there. You are not trying to raise yourself to their level in order to understand that. Everything for you is material. Everything for you is physical structure. For you there is no energy, doesn't exist energy. Because it is a secular science, they believe in it. If it was a religious science, energy, they don't believe in it. Because they don't believe except of what they see. Energy, you cannot see it. Why you want to see spirituality? You cannot see it, you sense it, you taste it. Energy, you can sense it, you can see its power. Understood?
Allah, yeah.
I'm lost. Can you see the intelligence? Cannot.
But Malay Intel.
You can see a brain. Because it is a, it exists structure there, it is a mass. And the brain is so huge like that. The the one small part of that brain is where the intelligence exists. And you cannot see it. You can understand it through the signs that you move or do or act through your life. Then we know how much intelligence you have. So Al-Iman Bil-Ghaib is important. If there is no belief in the unseen, if you everything you want to see, then show me the intelligence. Show me the intelligence in your brain. Cannot. I want to see it physically. Can you show it to me? Then you, if you cannot, then you have to believe in the unseen. You are making a research, and you put your effort in your research, at the end you are going to find a discovery, is that? But you have to put all your efforts there. It is a theory. It's not correct at the beginning. It's only supposition.
Hypothesis.
So you have to try to research it until you discover it. When you discover it, you are so happy. But you have spent might be 50 years of your life. Or 70 years of your life. How Wahhabi want from day one? When you speak about spirituality, they will tell you, show it to us. How you are going to see it when you are blind? You have to spend 50, 60, 70 years with a perfect guide to guide you and research. You have to research, believe in what he is showing you in the way of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and at one point that discovery will come. And you will see it like a sun in front of you. As Sahaba Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed them, Awliyaullah, they are not like prophets, but Awliyaullah are inheritors of Sahaba and inheritors of Prophet, as Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith, Al-ulama warathatul anbiya, ulama, scholar or saints, are the inheritors of prophets. So they inherit that science, that knowledge to guide their followers and bring them to the presence of Sayyidina Muhammad. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. O believers, اتقوا الله. Have taqwa. Have piety. Fear of Allah. Love of Allah. And be with the friend of Allah. Then you will see miracles. Why? Because Allah says in another place, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Whoever here is taqwa, اتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Have taqwa and be with pious people, so they guide you. On the other way, he said, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ, who become having that taqwa, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah will open the door for him. يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا means مَخْرَج, you know, exit. He will exit him. He will exit him on the right way. وَيَرْزُقْهُ, and he will reward him and send him sustenance. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. He will send him sustenance from everywhere that he never expected. It's not only sustenance of food, it is spiritual sustenance. And that's why, keep the awrad, keep taqwa Allah, these doors open. As these doors open, then that Allah said, because this is makhraj, that door, what we call it in Arabic?
Into.
No, in Arabic. Bab. We say bab, but it is in bab is the structure of the door, is the frame. But when it's open, it's makhraj. As Allah mentioned in Holy Quran, is Allahu makhrajan. It's a makhraj, a way out. So when it becomes a way out, it goes to the other door. So by the awrad doing every day, one door opens, the second door opens, these veils go, these darkness goes. These veils of darkness go, and Allah sent you sustenance from heavenly sustenance. Send that tajalli to be able to make your liquid or make your cells of your body to all of them concentrate as a gas in the heart to give that nice smell when it is sprayed out. Wattakullah. وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Then, when you become, you have a makhraj, a way out from this darkness, because he is putting you like a flashlight in dark night, You put a flashlight, you see. So this veil of darkness, when he give you that sustenance, that tajalli, that bestow his mercy on you, it become like a light. So that veil disappear because it's light. Then you go to another veil. With the other light coming down, that veil goes. As veil goes, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ Allah begin sending to you divine knowledge. وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا Through taqwa. This all because of the awrad that the Shaykh prescribed to you, beside your obligation, beside your sunnah, beside everything you are doing, he prescribed to you because this is where it is, this is are the only treatment for everyone has different treatment that can affect and open these doors. Now if a murid leave his awrad for one time in if that awrad every day, if a prescribed awrad been left for one day, that murid has to repent and make istighfar.
Kalau seorang murid karena kekurangan cermatannya dalam mengembangkan disiplin dan adab, misalnya oleh karena satu, dua, dan lain sebab.
As if he left his medication when someone is sick in heart disease or cancer, he cannot leave the medication. He has to take it or he will die. The penalty is how many times your awrad, how many hours your awrad takes per day, or how many time the Shaykh gave you of recitation of Zikrullah or La ilaha illallah or Salawat. If he gave you 5,000 Zikrullah, if he gave you 1,000 La ilaha illallah, let's say, supposedly, if he gave you 2,000 Salawat daily, if he gave you one juz of Quran daily, if he gave you one juz of Dalail Khairat daily, to ask repentance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because you left your awrad, on the number of every zikrullah, Allah, or on the number, if it is 5,000, then you have to make 5,000 astaghfirullah because you left it. And how many times la ilaha illallah, say 1,000, you do 1,000 astaghfirullah on behalf of la ilaha illallah. And how many salawat? Let's say 2,000, 2,000 astaghfirullah. You add them all. How many juz' Quran? How many letters in that juz' of Quran? On every letter, one time astaghfirullah. On dala'il khairat astaghfirullah, you add them all, might come to 20,000 istighfar. To be able to be excused from that day that you have left your awrad, you have to do 20,000 istighfar for 40 days for one day you miss from your awrad. They say there are special forces in the army. They train them, not like everyone. They are special forces. They are men. They are strong. They eat snakes. They eat everything. They eat you even. You want to be men in tariqat? To reach the level of manhood, man or woman, wants to reach the level of manhood, you have to keep your awrad. You have to keep the prescription. You want to be a child? Never mind. You be a child, but you are with the lovers. Going.
With kids.
Not kids, yeah. Shaykh give you candy, make you happy. That's it. You want to be a wali? You want to see? When you ask to see, then you have to be following that way. That is طريق الرجال. That is the way of manhood. ومن الله التوفيق بحرمة الفاتحة.